Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that we should always use the best weapon we can find in the Word of God to fight against the devil. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Blooms.
Verses 37 through 39 show us that Saul tried to influence David to fight the Lord's battle in the power of the flesh. He wanted him to use the latest fashions and methods, even the best the world has to offer. But the best in the world is the least in heaven, and is unacceptable with God. You know the story. David slays the giant, using a slingshot to knock him out, and the giant's sword to kill him by cutting off his head. Now, I want us again to examine this rest of these passages here and the rest of the chapter. So we look at the defeat of the world heavyweight champion here, beginning in verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now we see him progressing, okay? He is going out there to fight this champion. And we see David going forth with his weapon, a sling, a staff, his shepherd's bag to carry his ammunition, which was 5 smooth stones. Now, again, I've been in the Valley of Elah, and I found plenty of those stones that were smooth stones. But David is drawing on his experience and training. Tending sheep, David could practice often with his sling. So we're told 5 smooth stones are out of the brook. He knew his weaponry, and he knew what worked best. He didn't grab just any stone. My friend, use those alone times to learn the weaponry we have, the Word of God. Learn it. Learn how it's used. Learn how God wants us to use it. Practice your aim. Practice your accuracy. Practice getting the right stones from His Word. You ever had somebody fall through an attic in your house and there's a hole in the ceiling? And you patch it up. Now, some can patch a hole in the ceiling and make it blend so well that you can't tell it, or you must really look for it in order to tell it. Others, well, they are the do-it-yourselfer who's impatient. And they might use the same type of material or only paint over some kind of a homemade patch they've made on the hole, using their duct tape and all, and paint over. David chooses to use only his best in God's Word. Now, understand, we are in a war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12 tells us. Those are all orders of satanic spirits. And they battle us on a daily basis. So we use what God has provided. He's given us His Holy Spirit, who's greater than all of those combined in the world. Now, too often, the souls that are saved and witnessing, and then we see a work begin to grow, and then someone comes along and says, that's not the way others are doing it. And they are growing. And sometimes people will change and there will be a growing. But the growing is numbers. You see, the church fills with empty people. They're empty when they come, and they're empty when they go. Now, I'm going to name some people here from way back. There's Jack Hiles, there was Jerry Falwell, there was Mr. Kennedy down there in the Fort Lauderdale area. Some have mentioned the name of Hybels, who's not passed yet that I know of. But that's a broad spectrum of men from fundamental to way out there in left field. And they've had their How to Build a Church type seminars. And thousands have gone. But now let me ask you a question. Do the thousands who go to these seminars each build a church the same size as those that put on the seminar? Well, too often the answer is no, they don't. Because they're trusting in philosophies of the flesh instead of the truth of the Word of God. Saul's armor is not what God gave David, although it is what Saul thought was needed. Just like all these new Bible versions are not the old sword. It's not our weaponry. You know, that's one thing I like about going to the Sword of the Lord conference every year. In there, they just get up and preach the word. Instead of wasting hours upon hours for 4 or 5 days on how to build this and how to do that and use these principles, they're giving us the word. Man, we go back fired up, ready to do something. And I think that's much better doing it God's way, don't you? And by the way, if you ever have a chance to go to a National Sword of the Lord conference, let me encourage you to do so. Now, David must do that which is in his power to do. Now, I can pray for God to see to it that my grass gets cut, but if I don't get out and push the mower, it's not going to get cut. He must use the weaponry. He must get it and get the weapons. He must get the rocks himself. God's not going to suddenly put rocks in his shepherd's bag. He must get them himself. Get that that God wants him to use. That's why I tell young people, train, study the Bible, go to a good fundamental Bible teaching place, college, what have you, where they will teach the Word of God. You might be called, but get the weapons that you can get that are of God. Then you have to draw near to the fight. You know, David still doesn't win that war if he doesn't draw near to where the fight is. Isn't it interesting that Matthew 16, verse 18 tells us the gates of hell cannot withstand? The gates of hell do not withstand. So, David did not go to seek a compromise with the giant. Neither did he say, God will kill that giant if he wants him dead. I'm staying put. Okay. David did what he could do. My friend, don't expect victory if you don't do all that you can do. See, God does what you cannot do. I often go into the hospital and I pray for those that are sick, and I ask God to help the doctors see what they can't see and to know exactly what to do about each situation, but then also add, and Lord, what these doctors and modern medical science cannot do, please make the difference. And so often he does that. Now, in verse 41, it says, and the Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. Goliath comes to meet him. Has another man with the shield. Two against one. Remember verses 8 and 9? Me against one of yours, just one on one? Well, see, the world never shows the real picture. The world never tells the truth, but you never find out until it's too late. I mean, you ever see a billboard that has a pretty woman, a handsome man, and they have their alcohol? They don't show you the broken life. They don't show you the divorce. They don't show you the regret. They don't show you the STDs. They don't show you how unfulfilling that so-called laughter and fun was. They'll show you that they're usually hooked on something or disease. But the world has a plan. They trust in their weapons. But they also seek a way out just in case. That's why if you join the world, you'll seem smart. But as we'll see, when the champion dies, the world flees. And so in verse 42, he says, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was but a youth and ruddy, of a fair countenance. And he wasn't even sunburned. He didn't have a tan. He was of a fair countenance, it seems like to him. You know, he just didn't see tough at all. He seemed like a choir boy. So he disdains this ruddy, that is, this red-headed, good-looking kid. The world disdains purity. They disdain standards. They disdain holiness. And when you see a church that makes fun of those things, they've already chosen the world's weaponry, and you need to come out from among that and be separate. They're the ones that are going to be calling you legalists. They'll say, oh, you have a list. This is the 21st century. Well, God had a list. He said, thou shalt not kill. I think that still stands, don't you? Thou shalt not bear false witness, lie. Don't you think that still stands? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Do you think that still stands? You see, yes, we do have lists. They're God's list. And I just, one of those guys, I guess you'd call me dumb enough to think that God is right and man is wrong. And by the way, that's the safest way to be. Now, you can live for the 21st century if you want that. And it might be acceptable to so many. And just like to the Philistines, they thought that it was acceptable and cool to send their giant out there. But you see, I'm looking to not be acceptable to the 21st century and what's cool here. I'm looking for eternity. See, 21st century has yet to catch up with eternity and have a long way to go. So if I want to be contemporary with God, then I will not be contemporary with the world. And so I'm contemporary. It's just I'm contemporary with holiness and God and His Word. And I think that's, again, the best way to go. And it is the best way to go. Verse 43 says, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Now, he tries to put a curse on David by his God. Goliath has probably seen some spectacular things by his God. But Goliath also doesn't know that they are really demons. They're devil. They are liars. So Goliath is religious, and he is seeking a curse on David in the name of religion, asking to kill David by the power of his God. But demons are powerful. They're impressive. And they even are very deceitful. Is that what 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15 teaches? For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.